In the blackness of deep space, 3,000ths of a light year but from the Sluis Van shipyards, the task force assembled for battle.
"The Judicator has reported in, Captain," the communications officer told Pelion. "They confirm battle ready and request order update."
"Informed Captain Brandi that there have been no changes,"
Pelion told him, standing at the starboard viewport and gazing out at the shadowy shapes gathered around the Chimera, all but the closest, identifiable only by the distinctive patterns of their running lights. It was an impressive task force, one worthy of the old days. 5 Imperial Star Destroyers, 12 Strike-class cruisers, 22 of the old Karak-class light cruisers, and 30 full squadrons of TIE fighters standing ready in their hangar bays. And riding there in the middle of all that awesome firepower, like someone's twisted idea of a joke, sat the battered old A-class bulk freighter. The key to this whole operation.
"Status, Captain."
Thrawn's voice came quietly from behind him. Pelion turned to face the Grand Admiral.
"All ships are online, sir,"
he reported.
"The freighter's cloaking shield has been checked out and primed. All TIE fighters are prepped and manned. I think we're ready."
Thrawn nodded, his glowing eyes sweeping the field of running lights around them.
"Excellent," he murmured. "What word from Merkur?"
The question threw Pelion off stride. He hadn't thought about Merkur for days.
"I don't know, Admiral,"
he confessed, looking over Thrawn's shoulder at the communications officer.
"Lieutenant, the last report from the Merkur Landing Force."
The other was already calling up the record.
"It was a routine report, sir," he said. "Time log, 14 hours 10 minutes ago."
Thrawn turned to face him.
14 hours,
he repeated, his voice suddenly very quiet and very deadly.
"I left orders for them to report every 12.
"Yes, Admiral,"
the comm man said, starting to look a little nervous.
"I have that order logged right here on their file. They must have..."
He trailed off, looking helplessly at Pelion. "They must have forgotten to report in," was Pelion's first hopeful reaction. But it died stillborn. Stormtroopers didn't forget such things, ever.
"Perhaps they're having trouble with the transmitter,"
he suggested hesitantly. For a handful of heartbeats, Thrawn just stood there, silent.
"No,"
he said at last.
"They've been taken. Skywalker was indeed there.